We lob also at Moree today, also known for its cotton growing industry. Around 7,500 people enjoy living in Moree. Priscilla Looker is there for the day and has the form. Priscilla, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. A lovely day. This is originally an Armidale Jockey Club meeting, obviously with the drought condition transferred to Moree. So we've got some small fields throughout the day, but still should be a good day's racing.
Okay, we do have a good four. The rail is true, and the first comes up at 150. It is the Armidale Jockey Club Maiden Handicap. Only a field of six here to greet us race one. One is Bullet Lad. It's 380 into 330. Six is Stephen. It's 340 into 330. Three Dealing Us In is $4 into 360. They're your top three.
3, 2, 6, and 1. I'm with a 3 here in Dealing Us In. Look, he's had the 6 career starts, but I like his first up run at Canamble. He was only beaten the 2 lengths behind Cos I'm Good. I'm sure he'll make nice improvement. He covered a little bit of ground on that occasion. And he gets a good gate today. I think stepping up to the 1400 will definitely suit him. And he's coming out of some strong races from last campaign. The 2 in Fields of Red, he also comes out of the same race. He's up 4 kilos from the first up run. He showed quite good tactical speed to lead, and he was just found wanting late. So he gets the winkers on for the first time. He gets a good gate. So just probably the query is a strong 1400 with him this time in his preparation. I've 6 in Stephen. Like he said, 13 starts, 3 placings. Covered ground at Gunnedah, tried hard over the 1400. So that should top him off. I think the smaller field suits his chances here. And the top weight in at Bullet Lad, to be honest, he was doing nothing until his run last start where he's only beaten a nose for third. So he gets the inside gate today and he's had 3 runs under the belt now, so he should be at his peak. 3, 2, 6, and 1 for me in race one.
3, 2, 6, 1. Okay, race two. Now we're going there at 2:25, a benchmark 58 again, a field of just 5 with the scratching of number 5, Raziel. 3 Ludovine's the fave, 230 into 225, 280 out to 290 about 1 Master Cramsey. Number 2 House Wins, 5 to 550, $7 about 4 Bring the Joy. Yours truthfully, number 6, is at $11.
3, 2, 1 and 4, and with our favourite here, the 3 in Ludovine. She's only lightly raced. She's a mare with plenty of upside, and we saw a break maiden at Port Macquarie 2 runs ago over the 1500. She's pretty impressive there. She led them up all the way, and she gave a good solid kick. Now, she stepped up in grade over the mile last start, and she once again led, and she was only beaten 0.3 of a length. So, look, she steps to the 21.75 for the first time this preparation, but every time they step her out over a little bit further, she just continues to improve. So, look, she does look the likely leader here, and if she gets a few cheap sectionals, I don't really have any queries with her running it out. 2 in-house wins. This horse is in a good frame of mind. He's won 2 of his past 3. Had a few misses at Grafton last start over the 2200. There was a tearaway leader. He had to cut the field up, and look, I'm willing to forgive him for that. Top weight in Master Cramsey. He's another informed horse. He's won 3 of his past 5. 3 of his wins have been on the home track. He steps up in trip for the first time. Yvette Lewis will take the 2 kilos off, so a little bit of weight relief there. And 4, Bring the Joy. He's up 2.5 kilos. Her last couple of runs haven't been too bad. She's proven to the 2,000 metres and gets a good gate. 3, 2, 1, and 4 for me, race 2.
3, 2, 1, 4, race 2. Okay, race 3. 3 o'clock, it's on. And no scratchings here. 6 is Queen Song, 210 into $2 rock solid here. In fact, there's been no flux on any runner so far today. 7, Too Hard to Calls at 4, 2 I'm Savvy at 5, 8 Reigning Supreme at 7, and 1 De Goey at 9.
6, 8, 2, and 7. I'm with the 6 on top here in Queen Song. She's having her first run for the Peter Sinclair Yard today. She was previously trained in South Australia. Now, she was getting out over the 1700. Before joining the new yard, but she hasn't run for about 7 weeks. Interesting enough, Peter Sinclair's taken the blinkers off her today, but she's drawn well. She's been placed for 3 of her 7 starts, and I just think on the fresh side, she can run a bit of a race here. The 8 in Reigning Supreme, I want to have a look at her in the yard. She had 2 trials plus preparation. She looked fairly impressive on both occasions. She showed quite good speed. She wasn't asked for too much of an effort, so just want to see how forward she presents. The 2 in Iron Savvy, he's a 3-year-old gilding. He's on debut from the Sue Grills yard, and I thought he trialled very well at Gunnedah over 1,000 metres. I know the margin was 3.9 lengths, but he was never asked for an effort. He's drawn the inside, so I'm sure he'll run well. And the 7 in, Too Hard to Call. She's also having a first run for the new yard today. Paddy Cunningham now trains her. She was placed at the Gold Coast last preparation. She gets a good gate. So, look, if form stands up from last campaign, she'll be in the mix here. 6, 8, 2, and 7 for me in race 3.
6, 8, 2, 7 it is there on the third. The fourth comes up here at 25 to 4 this afternoon. And we have a favourite here, $2.50 in from 270. It's number 2, Beacon. 3, Ion America is at 460. At $6, about 6, Desert Marshall. $6, about 7, Dream of Ascot. $6.50, about 8, Blinkin' Fast. And $7, about number 4, AM. So it's pretty close. Scratching here, number 1.
I'm pretty sure everyone will be sick of hearing us say today that Peter Sinclair's got some nice runners, and that's the case once again. 2, 3, 8, and 4. I'm with a 2 on top here in Beacon. He was previously trained by Toby and Trent Evans at the Gold Coast. He's had the 3 wins from 21 starts, and his first 2 runs this campaign were fantastic. He was placed at Ipswich and Doomben. He went to Saturday graded his most recent run. He got back from the gate. He never really got into it. He's beaten the 4.8 length. There's already been 6 winners come through that race. So he steps up to the 1,300, a little bit of a change of environment for him, and definitely a drop back in grade. The 3, Ion America, I've liked both of his runs this preparation. He's a winner third up in the past. He was only beaten narrowly behind Jewel Escape at Musselbrook in the Denman Cup. So he gets a good gate. Third up, he's set to be flying. The 8 in at Blinkin' Fast, will appreciate the 5.5 kilo weight drop. He's run the 5 races overall. He's 2 for 2 at the Moree track, and the 4 in Ahem. Look, this horse is hard to knock. He's won his last 3 starts. He drops 4.5 kilos, and he's a winner on the track. I just don't really know where he gets to from the tricky gate in the small field, but he's certainly racing very well. 2, 3, 8, and 4 for me in race 4, the first leg of the quaddy.
2, 3, 8, 4 it is, race 5. Okay, we're there at 4:10. And again, no scratchings here. 2, Depth That Varies. 260 into 240. 390 out to 4, about number 4, Swoop. 1, Malzoom, 6 to 5:50. 6:50 out to 7, Institution.
4, 2, 1, and 5. I'm with a 4 on top here in Swoop. Look, he's been runner-up at his last 2 starts. He went to a Class 3 at Moree over the 9:50 last start. He was held up at a vital stage. He was lucky to stay on his feet. And the fact that he picked himself up to be narrowly beaten on the post, I think, shows that this horse really is racing well. The fact that he's been on the track is definitely a plus. I know he's drawn the middle of the pack here, but he's back to Class 2 grade. He looks well placed. The 2 in Depth at Varies, only a lightly raced horse, was going around in some pretty tough 2-year-old races last preparation. Now, he's had the 1 trial, wasn't able to get vision of that trial that was in a non-tab meeting at Inverell. He won the trial by a length. He's got a great fresh record, and he's drawn the inside. The top weight in Malzoom, look, I know his strike rate's not the best, only 2 wins in 25, but he's been racing consistently this preparation. And the 5 in Captain H has had the 1 trial, hasn't been to the races for 12 months. He won a trial and he never got out of first gear, so he's been placed on 3 occasions fresh in the past. But I think Swoop looks very hard to beat here, 4, 2, 1, and 5.
4, 2, 1, and 5 there, race 5. Race 6 due at 4:45 at Moree this afternoon. And we have 6, 7, 9, and 11 all been taken out. Leaves a field here of 7. And in terms of our tab fixed odds, the favourites won Moree Dreaming. Got a win, hasn't it, with a name like that? 2.80 into 2.30. 3.10 out to 3.30, Apache Lad. 4, Dan Spur. 8's into 7.50. 9.50 into $8 is number 8, Devor, that opened at $61, mind you. Plenty of scratchings. But Moree Dreaming, are you with it?
I certainly am. Named well and should be winning, I hope. 1, 2, 3, and 4, number order for me. Look, he had 1 run back at Moree, and that was over the 1,300. I know he was beaten 3 lengths after having a beautiful run in behind the leaders, but the leader just kicked, and he just couldn't quite pick it up. He's 1 for 1 second up in the past. He paid the penalty up 4 kilos, but he's back in grade. The 2 in Apache Lad is another informed horse. He's chasing 3 wins on the trot. He covered ground from the 800-metre market zone last start. It was a very tough win. Just a query is him coming back to 1,400, whether he's fresh enough, but he should get every chance from the inside gate. 3 in Iron Dynamic. He's been racing in tough benchmark 66s at his last 2 starts, so he's back to a 58 today. He's won the 9 races overall. 3 of them have been on the home track. And the 4 in Gantzberg. He's had a tendency to mix his form throughout his preparation, but he hasn't been far away his last couple of runs. He just needs an ounce of luck. He can get back, he can go forward. I don't know where he gets from the gate today. I know he's up 5 kilos, but I wouldn't be surprised if he runs a big race. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay, race book order in the 6th, 1, 2, 3, 4. Race 7 wraps it up at 20 past 5 here, 1 and 10 not running. And 12, Samphire Ho, 240 into 230. 9, Mr. McRae at 250. 3's Annie Street at 650. And a spec here for number 4, Elsie's Magic Dance, 11s in from 15. Yeah, that's how it looks, the top 4 in the market.
3, 2, 9, and 12. I'm with a 3 on top here in Annie Street. Now, just a little flawless on radio, and he was pretty keen on Retribution again today at Warren, so that can give me a little bit of confidence in the last set more read, because Annie Street was only beaten a nose behind that runner there last time out. So she's stirred up into a preparation. She's definitely knocking at the door. 2 in Sadler's Rest. I want to have a look at him today. He's first up no trial, but he's been placed on the track. He's been placed fresh, tongue on for the first time. 9 in Mr. McRae. Look, you don't know which horse is going to turn up, but he did run well here last start. He was only beaten a length and a half behind the stable mate, and the 12 in at Samphire Home broke the maiden last start in impressive style, but it was a pretty ordinary race. But she may take a little bit of confidence off that, and look, she's only got to improve marginally to be taking that step to class one grade today. 3, 2, 9, and 12 for me in race 7.
3, 2, 9, 12. What's your best?
Just the one best bet today. That is race 5, number 4, Swamp. I think he looks very hard to beat. He's been runner-up at his last couple of starts, and he'll appreciate coming back in grade.
Race 5, number 4. Thanks, Priscilla. Enjoy your day.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.